same cost. It's Medicare won't meet it. People won't meet that Medicare.
Well, I think this is somebody scamming me, because they want me to tell them my real birthday. And I said, I won't.
Now, they call me for 4 times a day. And I'm like, I ain't got enough to cost that.
And they keep changing it.
Alright. Scam. Alright. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words are a light in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior, to the kingdom that stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. You'll be back in the house of the Lord this afternoon? All right. Remember to pray for Rosa on the 8th. She'll be getting her knee worked on. Then on the 9th, they'll determine whether they're going to take Christina's baby or not. So pray for that as well.
Yes.
All right. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Teresa Smith, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brainerd, Geraldine Franz, Gladys Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Shannon McMillan and family, Donnie Chapman, Dean Dale, Amy Clough, Edward Kirkland, Preacher Eddie Black, Ernie Buff, Matthew Morgan and family, Lisa Buff, Michael Poovey, Jesse Sigman, Kim Sigman, Michelle Barger, little girl at Richard Johnny's church, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Conway family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Barbara, Brandy McCory, Tim Seaman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Caleb Morgan, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luanne family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather, Louise, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Wanda Dellinger, Little C. Chapman, Stormy Bingham, Darius Moser. Did they got anything to have to take away from the lease? Okay, has anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I'm glad this is thankful Lord for saving me.
I'm thankful for saving me.
Morning. Okay, we're done. I'll count those time to play.
Straight and narrow, Lord, show us the way to heaven, how you feel about sin and what God judged me. I just thank you and pray, Lord, that you love us and made a way for your blessed Son to come and lay down his life, Lord, and give it a ransom for us, Lord, to pay our sin debt, Lord, to thank you. Praise you, Lord. You took our sin and gave us his righteousness, Lord, to thank you. They rose from the dead and presented the blood on the mercy seat, Lord, to thank you. Praise you. Lord, and he's seated at your right hand, Lord, with all power in heaven and earth. Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for your spirit to convict us and draw us and lead us and guide us and reveal him to us. Use your precious word, Lord, to strengthen us. And Lord, to the perfect in this family, Lord, we just thank you. Pray, Lord, we're glad to say you wouldn't change it for nothing in this world. Lord, there ain't nothing worth going to hell, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. Pray that you care about us, Lord. We pray you bless those on that prayer. Lord, help this team, love the Lord. Help Jeremy and his family, Lord, to get his little girl back. Lord, help them to have a greater desire from you. Help us all, Lord, to have a desire to be in your house. Lord, we pray and to read your word, Lord, to draw near to you, to spend time with you, Lord, to make the time to get along with you every day, Lord. Just thank you for loving us. Saving us, Lord. We pray you watch over us and protect us. Bless the service tonight. Lord, help the preacher. Lord, touch and use and strengthen us. Lord, bless the singing. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I can keep up. Keep up.
Where was this morning, was it?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't feeling all that great this morning.
Well, it's hard to keep up with you on that pledge. You should talk fast or something.
Huh?
It's hard for me to keep up with you on that pledge.
Oh, well, it's like my bus started. That was the wrong one.
What was you doing?
What the turn is called. Depends on where I'm at, but when we do. Because if I'm in a meeting somewhere, all that you do is just American. You know? Let's get 350 at the bottom.
350?
350. Yeah, I was feeling rough this morning.
Well, I was able to stand through most of it, but that's the name.
Well, Christian, when I got up, said it's hard to soar with the eagles when you stay up all night with owls.
Yeah.
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of a bliss, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessings of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that shall meet on that beautiful
back on page 349.
Many years I've traveled on this weary road, watched the fleeting changes, tried to share some load. Now my work is finished, steps are mighty slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. I've been waiting, waiting on this shore. Long I've traveled, ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening falling, steps are getting slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. Feel a little weary, sighs are getting dim. But I have my Savior, I can trust in Him. Many friends are yonder by the river's flow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. I've been waiting, waiting on this shore. Long I traveled, ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening falling, steps are getting slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. Come a little closer, so I think, old man, while I cross the river to that better land. Open wide the portals, play a little slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. I've been waiting, waiting on this shore. Long I traveled, ain't gonna travel no more. Shades of evening falling, steps are getting slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go. Amen.
Oh, you want to say?
I don't have one.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't know if I can get through one.
Okay, everybody, feel that shit.
Okay, we're going to be back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14.
Proverbs 15, 14, verse 1. 14.
I'll read verse 12.
About when Proverbs 15, verse 1.
14, verse 12.
Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, 14, verse 12. Verse 12. Verse 12.
almost can go with what we're doing.
Okay.
There is a way we sing us right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Track the prayer. I'm going to read 15:1-3. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise use knowledge. All right, but the mouth of the fools pour out foolishness. The eye of the Lord are in every place. Behold, beholding evil in the good. Now, it kind of goes around what I was talking about this morning. You know, sort of. Now, because we're talking about right and wrong. Good people want to do right. Those people that are evil, they want to do evil things. They want to, you know, they want to stir up trouble. But you take a man that's got the peace of God in his heart, the last thing he wants to do is stir up trouble. What he wants to do is stir up love. But you know, this morning we started out verse 1 here, said every wise woman buildeth up her house, but a foolish woman plucked down with her hands. Church, I'm going to be honest with you. I know mothers that are so loving and kind, and I mean, they forgive their kids for all kinds of stuff. But then you got mothers who would turn their backs on their youngins in a minute. Build that young man to show him the right ways to do things in life, to have the right attitude. And sometimes, you know, as children, we kind of, you know, we feel like mom and dad's being rough on us. They're only doing that because they love us and they want us to do right. They don't want us to have to go through hard things. They won't, you know, I'd rather teach my child not to do something that's going to cause him grief and pain is to sit there and watch him go through it because I did more. But sometimes as kids, we think that warnings are punishment. It's not. They just don't want, you know, that parent don't want the child to act embarrassed and grief that the parent did in its life because it didn't listen to their parents. He that walketh in his uprightness, feareth the Lord. But he that is reverse in his ways despite him. You know, I know my mom and dad when I was little. You know, they wasn't churchgoers, they wasn't, I don't know. Mama might have been saved. I know daddy wasn't, because I know he got saved. But they loved us, and they tried to teach us right from wrong. You know, my daddy was an alcoholic, and he always taught us kids not to drink. Matter of fact, I remember a time when he's like, you see what I'm going through? I don't want you to go through this. And ultimately, drinking, even though he'd been quit for years, the alcoholism and the damage that it done to his body is what killed him in the end. But church, you know, someone, you know, me being, you know, saved, you know, I know I wasn't saved when my kids were real small, but, you know, they were still small when I accepted the Lord. But I wanted my kids not to wait till they was 31 years old to get saved. I wanted them to receive Christ at an early age, early in their life, where they would have time, more time, to enjoy the things of God than I did. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to be children of God. I wanted them to turn around. And they all did as kids. You know, like I said, I can remember when they all got saved. You know, Brandy was the one that got saved when I was in Shreveport, Louisiana. Listen to her get saved over the telephone. Mm-hmm. But you know, when we walk in righteousness in the fear of the Lord, that's going to rub off a little bit on our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be that they have to go through some things before they ever come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, every little seed is planted. It helps, don't it? Mm-hmm. And those ones that, you know, there's people that will just tell you plain flat. They despise the Lord. They hate Him. And for them to hate Him, they have the knowledge that He lives. How can you hate something that don't exist? It ain't that they don't believe in it. Since they just hate Him so bad, they despise Him. How can you despise something, someone, that all it wants to do is love you and take care of you? But there's people out there in the world today that's that way. Probably people that's been to church, that's known the glories of God, and something's happened in their life, and they blame God for it. Yeah. In the mouth of the fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. The faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but the knowledge is easy unto him that understand. Go from the presence of a fool, foolish man. where thou receivest not in him the lips of knowledge. You know, I believe 5 through 7 there. You know a man by his heart. The things of his heart. When you see a kind and gentle man or person, one that has love and respect for others, that has compassion, most of the time you find a man that knows the love of God. But when you see a man that is, or a person, glory to God, that a person that has got their heart filled with hate and spite and envy and jealousy. You see a person there that doesn't know the love of God or has had the love of God and has abandoned it. There's people out there in the world today, and we see it more and more as time goes on. There's just so much hate in the world. They just look for things to hate. Reasons to hate people. Hate people because of the color of their skin, the language that they speak. To hate people because of their, background. Whatever it may be. Hate is a powerful word. It's a damaging word. It's a hurtful word. How many in here strive in life trying to get people to hate you? I want people to love me. I want people to care for me. I want my life to be, an inspiration and a joy to someone else. And sometimes, folks, that's hard to do. Because so much hate out there in the world. But I'm going to tell you something. Love can overthrow, can conquer hate. It can. And it might take us, being the one to step out on that limb of faith and say, brother, I know you have problems with me. I know you don't like me. But I'm going to tell you, because I have the love of God, I'm going to love you. Despite how you feel about me. And sometimes you'll find that that changes the way that person looks at you. Not because of what we are, but because of the love of God that's in us. That we can find a place in our heart for forgiveness and love. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his ways. But the folly of the fool deceit. Fools make a mockery against the mock is sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness. This person that is mean and hateful, nobody has to tell them that they're mean and hateful. They know they are. Someone that is spiteful, cruel. You don't have to tell them that they're cruel. They know it. And the stranger did not interpret and mandate with Jordan. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Folks, we still have this little thing in our heads. Well, they're getting by with all this. They're doing all this stuff. They've done it all their life, and nowhere has there been anything against them. No punishment, no nothing. But in the end, when they're standing before the Lord, and they're standing alone, there's no advocate, there's no forgiveness. They're standing there before God to be picked up and cast into a lake of fire. That's their judgment. Another Psalm 409, Mother alone will understand why. You know, it starts out, tempted and tried, we're all making one. While it should be all thus that doesn't take the long matter goes. But anyway, you get the meaning of what I'm saying here, that, you know, we feel like, you know, there is no justice for their injustice. But in the long run, folks, these people are going to have to stand before God. And it ain't going to be like it is when we stand before God. We'll be standing there guilty, but our sins are going to be forgiven. And there's going to be someone there saying, Father, this is under the blood. They ain't going to have no one there to stand and plead their case to God. That's the reason why it gets down to verse 12. And there is a way to seem with right unto a man, but the end therefore are the ways of death. The wages of sin is death. Amen. But for those that have it and accept the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life. They're not getting up. All these people, it seems like they're winning here and winning there. They're getting to show their sin publicly and be able to stand in pride with it. They're not getting by with nothing, church. They're not getting by with nothing. And you know, Jesus, you know, we think about the little kids that's having to see this stuff and be told that this stuff is right. I remember a little verse over there, Jesus, a place where Jesus was talking, he says, if anyone harms one of these little children, it'd be better for him, man, to be have a millstone placed around his neck, thrown in the sea. They're not getting by with anything. The main thing I want us to see here tonight, church, is us as Christians. We have the responsibility, us, to take our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and teach them right from wrong. If they go to stick their hands in the ashtray, smack the hand and say no. Oh, you cruel grandma, smack that kid's hand. You ought to be ashamed. No, sirree. Smack that youngin's hand now when he's little and it's just a smack on the hand. As to what, till he gets 16 or 17 years old and the guy down at the sheriff's department is snapping chrome bracelets on his arm and carrying him off to jail. Then tell him no. I want to tell you something. When the youngin's locked up in jail, it's a little bit, it's just a little bit too late to teach them right from wrong. Teach them when they're little. You hadn't harmed that kid one bit by smacking his little hand and telling him no. You're teaching him right from wrong. And I tell you what, my heart goes out to anyone that thinks that is cruel. They're the ones being cruel. When you don't teach your children right from wrong, you're the ones being cruel. Now, I'm not saying take that youngin' out there and take a big stick and just beat it half to death. That ain't what I'm saying. It's called corrections. It's called teaching. I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you ain't mom enough and you ain't daddy enough to smack that little hand and tell him no, when he gets out about 13, 14 years old, he's going to be smacking you and saying yes. Somewhere along the line, the generations back or before us or after us, we have lost touch with reality somewhere along the line and didn't teach these people right. We haven't been taught right from wrong. Oh, it feels good. Let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to tell you something. Sin feels good a lot of times. There's pleasure in it. It's the reason why it's so easy for the devil to get you to do it. It feels good. Folks, let's teach our children, our grandchildren, the next generation. Let's see if we can fix this thing. But putting God into the next generation. Now, I'm not saying that giving up on the ones in between. That ain't what I'm saying. But let's focus on trying our very best to get God into the next generation. That's what we're missing in our generations, generations before and after. We just left God plumb out of everything. We took him out, threw him out. We don't want him. If Jesus would walk through the doors of most churches nowadays, they would probably point and tell him, the door's back there. It works only one way for you, out. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Get back to right and wrong. Right, right's right, wrong's wrong. And just because some man says that wrong is right, don't make it so. I don't care who he is. I don't care if it's the president, the vice president, the governor. I don't care if it's your pastor. If he tells you that wrong and wrong is right and right is wrong, you need to fire him, get him out of the pulpit, and get somebody in there to tell the truth. Wrong is wrong, right is right. Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. Amen? That's all I got. Anybody got anything in your heart?
Well, thank the Lord for saving me. I was fairly young when I got saved. I think I was 11. Got saved at a revival. I don't remember the message. I remember the preacher that was preaching, Brother Jim Price. And not always in a drive for one, but thank God I got back on the right track and I'm saved on that.
And I would like to thank the Lord for saving me and finding me an administrator that will be nice to me and will treat me with respect.
Amen. We all want respect. Drake, you know how to get respect?
Yeah.
It's to be respected.
Okay.
You wonder? pavement, maybe, maybe space.